This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Which not my is guy. A pretty dysfunctional operation to be running if your coach is maybe floating things into the ether because...
And they'll pretend like it's kumbaya and they were all behind Russ if it happens.
I don't know how with the Russ and Arthur Smith reports and all that stuff and the no audibles and everything else. I don't know how everybody could, if they actually brought him back, which I, for the record, do not actually believe will happen. How can anybody there play like it's hunky-dory? Hey, we all put our differences aside. No biggie. Let's run it back. Let's win the seventh.
He never used that catchphrase.
After he tried it once?
He tested it with Melissa Stark from NBC, but then he never signed off from press conferences or interviews with that like he used to do in Denver with Let's Ride.
That's like how we, because he probably, it bombed with test audiences. Like we used to, at my grade school, we would get like Coca-Cola would be debuting a new drink, like Surge or whatever, and we would get to test market two formulations.
Are you hearing this, Donnie? This is a revelation.
So
you guys were the guinea pigs?
Run that back.
So I don't remember how this came about or why it came about or if it was somebody's dad like worked in this field. But when like major soft drink companies, specifically I remember it was Surge, we would all get filed down like in groups, you know, like each grade at a time to the lunchroom on one random day. We would be given an A and a B cup of the same basic drink, two different formulations, and have to take like a survey which one was better.
Hey, 8-year old, this is like the highest caffeinated drink of all time. Your teachers are going to have you bouncing off the walls for the next
That's
5 hours,
but
please come down here and drink all this Surge for
us. I think
us.
We were in some
we're
small way.
Running a very important study here.
In some small way with every, like, with
I'm
every
sure
other
the teachers
test market.
In that school loved that.
It was, I will say, it was absolutely treated like this is a fun thing you get to do. This is like obviously added value as a student here. You get to do something cool and fun during the day. But yeah, Surge was definitely one.
How often would this happen?
I can only remember it happening maybe 3 or 4 times over the course of obviously K-8 for me. But I
Like
enough.
So
that
it's
I,
not like once
no,
a month.
No, it would be like a, because how often are they coming out with like a brand new drink? But like when that stuff would happen, yes. I distinctly remember.
How about
I
got, clear Coke? Did you guys try that?
No,
or
not
clear
Crystal Pepsi,
whatever it was. Yeah,
no. But like,
I remember Pepsi Blue too. That had
dude,
a
I remember we
run.
Might we had one that was a blue drink that we also got to try, which could have been that. I remember distinctly, like we all got a can or something of Surge after they actually came out with it. It was like, here, you got Surge now.
I will say about Mark having this kind of defeatist attitude about how they're just going to have to circle back to Russ. The one part of that I agree with the Steelers on is I'm not really in the mood to get into a bidding war for Justin Fields. If there's another team that wants him and they're going to drive up the price on him, have him. He's yours. Because I don't think I'm going to look back in 2 or 3 years and say, we had our quarterback answer in the room. We just couldn't figure out a way to get it right.
It's not going to be the free agent retention version of, say, Dan Marino's draft year, something like that. You're not going to look at Fields as the one that got away. All we had to do was make him a competitive offer, and it would have happened, and we would be on easy street.
Now, that's happened with some Steelers at other positions over the last few years, more recently than in the past, where it's like, why couldn't we figure out a way to make Kevin Dotson a great player?
for a little while, they had, I mean, I know they didn't have team success to the way they would have wanted to, but they made like the right call on Wallace AB.
Yeah.
They had some of those things work out for them, but I think what we're like the problem is if it's Stafford, if he's out of the equation, if it's just Fields and Wilson, all you're arguing about is who makes a better bridge to 2026.
Well, apparently Stafford's not out of the equation. They at least asked if, you know, Breer's report here on the Steelers is not getting shot down like the Ryan Burr, Trevor Lawrence call. You know, Dulac or
God, they
Kabbali,
took the anti-aircraft guns for that.
No one has come out and said, hey, this Stafford thing is a lie. It's made up. It's like, Donnie, what's the, you always bring, you brought it up with Joe and right over his head, the dude from Star Trek.
Jonathan Frakes.
Yeah, it's not a
this
Jonathan.
This one was made up by a writer.
It's not a Jonathan Frakes situation. Teams are allowed to talk to Stafford and his agent about his availability, what he's going to want in a new contract. And once you can figure out what his contract value is, then you go to the Rams and you ask them, how much is it going to take for us to trade for him to sign him to that deal? And they should be doing that, but for the record.
I mean, absolutely should be. A lot of it is just like logical connecting of the dots of the Steelers being available. Like, is anybody actually saying the Steelers are hot and heavy, calling Les Snead all the time, trying to hammer this out? I don't think that's really the way it's being reported, at least.
But it's not being reported like any team has done that yet.
Well,
it's not like
what,
the Steelers are being
saying.
Lapped or they're behind
that's
other teams
kind of what I'm
in
saying,
this
though.
Race for Matt Stafford.
It's not getting shot down because it's not being actually put out there that the Steelers are like inside track front runner who've been actively trying to get this done. I think it's people just saying they need a quarterback. He wants out. Where's a logical fit? To which I will still say the Raiders seem like a better fit if I'm Matt Stafford than the Steelers.
Because it's indoors and Brady's...
Indoors, 4 hours away from where he's playing now, where we know he likes, and if he was on better terms with the team, he'd be staying.
I don't know if he likes it there as much as you're letting it on.
That's all I've read is that the Staffords like Southern California.
Yeah, but then Kelly Stafford went on our podcast and said it'd be a hell of a lot easier to leave here than it was Detroit. Leaving Detroit was hard. We're actually excited about a new, fresh opportunity somewhere else.
And that's why she'd be excited about going to Las Vegas, a much smaller...
I'm telling
market.
You, man, those school districts are not very good, and how about...
Which school districts?
The schools in general. I mean, the teaching wages there are just not comparable.
In Vegas?
Yes.
Do you know people that teach in Vegas?
Look it up. I'm just saying.
Did you look it up?
Maybe I did.
On what site?
Maybe I might have heard through some back channels that that's a big issue there.
Oh, the back channel sources that you have are telling you about the teaching pay scales.
Just saying,
in Vegas.
If you're a family with young kids, you might want to look somewhere else.
Wouldn't Stafford just send them to Bishop Gorman or whatever? When
Bishop
they go to
Gorman's
high school?
All about sports. Bishop Gorman, not about making sure they got the best teachers in there.
Yes, because a child of Matthew Stafford would probably be famously not about sports.
We have a lot more to offer in terms. Look at your mother, for example.
Mm.
And her parochial
school
prowess.
She was on TV this weekend, by the way. She was like one of the people on Katie, like a, you know.
Man on the street interview?
It was my mom and dad, and they misspelled her name.
How did we not get the audio for that?
I'll get it for you.
Why did you not tell us to go get that clip?
Oh, I could get it for you.
Do we know what it was about?
This like ice sculpture carving thing in Butler. They thought she was a Butler resident, too, because they just said, like, you know, Jacqueline Muller from Butler, and Muller was misspelled.
That she got a takeoff on the ice sculpture?
Multiple takes. They kept coming back to her.
Man, leads are being buried here left,
left
and right.
Left and right, agreed.
We got the, they're trying out different pop.
Oh, yeah.
Parents were on the news.
Oh, yeah, big deal. Big deal in the family text. I was like, some of us are on the TV all the time, Mom. Come on, pipe down.
Scott Kaplan, who kicked at Pitt and was a teammate of Curtis Martin and Alex Van Pelt for those late 80s, early 90s teams, and has gone on to have great success in sports radio. He is the afternoon host on ESPN LA, which is the Rams' flagship station. And he's going to come on with us next to see if there's really anything here. Has he reached a point where he believes that Stafford is going to get dealt and Malzi can, you know, see if it's true that Vegas would be a preferred destination to Pittsburgh right now for the Stafford.
What if we
family?
Could ask him about the schools in Vegas? Maybe Scott's got some inside scoop on that.
Just easy Google search. Not easy to find out. And you got all those signs.
Wait, you just said easy Google search, not easy to find out.
No, I said easy to find out. And then you've got...
You did say not easy
no,
to
I didn't.
Find out. Yes, you did. Donnie, roll
the
tape.
I think you said not easy.
Roll the damn tape.
And then you've got I'm telling you, all those signs for call girls and stuff there. Want to drive down? Want to drive by those with Lennox and Ace and have them ask questions? But hey, why is that lady half naked saying, "Come to my, you know, I'll come to your room. Give me a call."
Neither of my kids reads, so they wouldn't know.
Well,
why
they will
she's...
in a few years.
Well, I hope in Lennox's case, it's in a few months. You know, TikTok.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Fuck, kid.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Al Breer, Steelers, one of four teams interested in Matthew Stafford. Tom Pelissero, Rams have given Stafford's camp permission to find a deal. So let's dive back into that. Our next guest was a great kicker at Pitt. Ben Sauls broke all his records. He's been one of the best sports talk radio hosts in America for decades. He is heard afternoons on the Rams flagship station, ESPN LA. We're welcoming back Scott Kaplan to 93.7 The Fan here in Pittsburgh. Hello, Scott.
Uh-oh. Can we hear?
Scott, are you there?
I am. Don't listen. It's me. It's not you. It's me. You know, like when you're talking to somebody and then you put somebody on mute because you don't want them to hear you picking your nose. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they're talking to you and you're talking back, but you're not really saying anything and they can't hear you because you're on mute. That was me. It's me, not you.
You make such an audible noise when picking your nose that you thought we would pick up on that.
I thought that was a sly crime.
That's
you were
an aggressive nose picking.
Is I'll just tell you guys why, though. I just got back into L.A. from Vegas. And when you go to Vegas or any place where, like, it's super dry for a couple of days, you know what happens to the inside of your beak. You know what I mean? And the next thing you know, I'm picking away and it hurts and I'm making noises. Yeah,
Scott, it's funny that you start with that, though, because, man, Andrew and I have had a major debate here about whether or not if Matthew Stafford does get dealt, would he, Matthew Stafford, rather be in Vegas or with the Steelers? I've been extolling the virtues of Vegas as a destination for him, but I might have to rethink that if his nose is going to be that dry.
And I've been killing their schools and all the signs they have for call girls there, Scott.
Oh, my God, that's great. I hadn't thought about the dry nose syndrome as a reason why he might choose to not go to Vegas, but now that you mention it, it's a real problem. Gosh, this whole Stafford thing is so interesting to me because Stafford's a great player. Like, let me ask you guys a question. When he was on the Lions, what did you think of him?
I thought he was a really good player stuck on a bad team, almost like Archie Manning with the Saints back in the day.
Or like put a good quarterback on the modern-day Browns for the most part, and same deal.
Okay, so like my comparison would be Phillip Rivers with the Chargers. You know, a guy who put up Hall of Fame statistics but never really had anything to show for it. So I never really knew how great Matthew Stafford was in Detroit until he got to the Rams. And then he got to the Rams and he got with a great head coach and he got with a great system and, you know, excellent role players. And next thing you know, he's a Super Bowl champion in his home stadium, SoFi Stadium, where the Rams play. And that just sort of adds to his legend, if you will. And, you know, here we are all these years later. And when the season ended and McVay said, hey, look, I don't want to have to be dealing with this for the next, you know, few weeks or months. There's like this weird irritation within the Rams organization about Matthew Stafford. And I wish I knew like every last detail, but I do know this. Somebody inside the Rams organization told me that last year when Stafford was negotiating for guaranteed money, because keep in mind, you know, he had, let's say, a contract that was worth, I'll just use round numbers, let's say it was $30 million. But none of it was guaranteed. So if they cut him in training camp, obviously he walks away with zero. He'd already gotten his guaranteed money. Wife is very, very active. She's a podcaster. She's super active on social media. She says a lot of things on social media that would have a team kind of scratch their head. Recently, a couple weeks ago, she had this picture of her and Matthew on her social media page saying, this is on Instagram, she's like, our future is blurry. Something like, and then the pictures of the two of them were blurry. Mm. And somebody inside the Rams organization told me that a year ago when Stafford was debating, arguing, negotiating, however you want to phrase it, that he wanted guaranteed money, his wife called the owner of the team. Guys, not confirmed. I can't tell you 100%. I'm just telling you that that's what somebody who works inside the organization told me, that his wife called the owner about guaranteed money. And I just sense from the Rams that they're kind of tired of going through this dance and exercise every year with him and her.
Do you think that would make their price a little bit lower than people on the outside expect because they're almost seeing this whole situation as a bit of a nuisance then?
I think that they're looking at Stafford and they're saying he's 37 years old. We've had a nice run. He's won a Super Bowl. Some of the players around him, example, Cooper Kupp, are definitely getting older. This offensive line is not great, which means he gets hit a lot. And how much more time, effort, energy, and money do you want to put into a 37-year-old quarterback who's clearly not, you know, your next 5-year or 10-year guy? He's your next 1-year or 2-year guy. And so I think when you combine the factors that if what I'm telling you guys is true, if what was reported to me is true, that, you know, wife is kind of a little much to deal with. If that's the case, I could see where the Rams would say, hey, look, we've got a number for you. The number is, again, I'm just making up a number, $35 million. We'll guarantee it. If that were to happen, then I think that Stafford will go back to the Rams. But I think that Matthew Stafford looks at the top 10 quarterbacks, at least guys that are getting paid as top 10 quarterbacks, and he sees a guy like Jared Goff as an example, and he says, well, wait a second. You traded him for me, me for him. I came here. I won you a Super Bowl. He couldn't do it. And now he gets to be paid $50 million a year, and I only get paid 25 or 30. The math doesn't work for a guy like Stafford. At least that's the way I see it.
Scott Kaplan from ESPN LA, former Pitt kicker here with us on The Fan. Scott, you're saying something that I think is very important to like the way that people back here in Pittsburgh perceive this story. Because I think a lot of fans have been like, well, this is kind of just like the song and dance that comes with negotiating a contract. You put things out publicly. You know, you make idle threats that you're going to divorce or separate from one another. But it sounds like you are saying that you think there's actually a very real possibility that the Staffords either don't feel respected or they're kind of over it, and some of those feelings might be mutual on the Rams' end. So there is a real possibility that Stafford suits up for another team in 2025. Fair?
I think it's fair. I think it's realistic to think that the Rams believe that they have a coach in Sean McVay, and I'm not about to sit here and tell you that he could coach anybody to a Super Bowl. Because, look, what we know about Sean McVay is he had a number one overall pick in Jared Goff. And, yes, they went to a Super Bowl. They lost to the Patriots. And then they went back to another Super Bowl once they had gotten Matthew Stafford. So he had a number one overall pick. And, by the way, Jared Goff is now, as we would all think he's probably considered a top 10 quarterback in the NFL right now. And listen, we want to have that debate. That's another time for, but I think that the Rams say, look, he had Jared Goff. He was a number one overall pick. They had Matthew Stafford. He was also a top rated pick and a guy who had Hall of Fame, you know, credentials. So all that McVay has had are two really good players. One was young, wasn't quite ready. McVay didn't really truly trust Goff. And then he went and he got a true veteran, somebody that he could really trust. But I think that there's a feeling inside the Rams that if you give McVay, I'll give an example, a Jimmy Garoppolo, who's the backup right now, who I don't think that much of. But I think that the Rams think that if Jimmy Garoppolo were their starter and they went and started to cultivate a young player, that they could get Jimmy Garoppolo to not kill them, to not lose for them. And I think that there's a healthy, I'll call it healthy belief, not even so much an arrogance, a belief in McVay and his coaching staff that it doesn't necessarily have to just be Matthew Stafford, that they could get away with another quarterback, even in year one of their system.
Scott, do you think that like the average Rams fan feels like they're near upset of the Eagles in the playoffs? Like the things that went well for the team this year, especially on offense, were more Stafford made it work in a less than ideal circumstance necessarily with injuries and other stuff, or like kind of what you just alluded to, the brilliance of McVay's system is what really is the star here. Like how do people mete out praise, I guess, for how close the Rams came to getting to the NFC title game?
I think most people give McVay the credit and they believe in McVay, not necessarily Stafford. By the way, ooh, guys, LA is a completely different world than what we all know of Pittsburgh. Like in Pittsburgh, football's life and death.
I mean, do they even care about the Rams out there? Or are you just talking Lakers and Dodgers spring training here in NBA and Luka?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Luka is the story. There's no question about it. Luka, the Lakers, the win over the Nuggets, something they hadn't been able to do. This massive trade, this crazy schedule they've got coming up. The Lakers are far and away the lead story. The Dodgers in spring training, but coming off of a World Series championship and the amount of money that they've spent and how they've gone about spending it is probably story number two. And the Rams and Matthew Stafford is a story that we're all talking about, but it's not as dominant as it would be if we were in Pittsburgh. I mean, this would be the only story, you know? I mean, that's the difference is what I'm saying is that that's the difference between the way Pittsburgh fans look at football versus LA fans look at football. And look, a lot of it is still the Rams are just back here now. It's been about 7 or 8 years, but there's just not the intensity when it comes to the NFL in LA that there is in a city like Pittsburgh for sure. So my point is that more people ultimately believe in Sean McVay than are passionate and are in love with Matthew Stafford, even with the Super Bowl.
Former Pitt kicker and ESPN LA personality Scott Kaplan here on the Matthew Stafford rumors. Scott, let's just make sure we get your opinion very clear cut and very black and white here on this. It sounds like you believe that Matthew Stafford is still very capable of coming to a place like Pittsburgh and elevating this organization and making the team much better and making them a legitimate contender, because even at 37 years old, he is still that good of a quarterback. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. He is that good. And by the way, here's the difference between Matthew Stafford potentially going to the Steelers versus when Matthew Stafford came to the Rams. When Matthew Stafford came to the Rams, I'll never forget, I asked him on the air. I said, Matthew, why would a locker room full of guys look at you and say, follow his lead, given your individual statistical success with the Lions, but lack of team success? And he seemed to be almost offended by the question. I didn't mean to offend the guy. The point was, is that Tom Brady was going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the time. And when Tom Brady walked into a locker room in Tampa Bay with 6 Super Bowl rings, all he had to do was look at everybody and say, okay, guys, you want to win the Super Bowl or not? If you want to, do what I tell you to do, because I've got 6 of them and I know what I'm doing. Stafford didn't come to L.A. with those sorts of credentials. If Matthew Stafford goes to the Raiders, or if he were to go to the Steelers, he could walk through the door and his colleagues, his contemporaries in the NFL would go, that guy right there played on a really bad team for a really long time. He was a warrior. He took beating after beating. He finally got to a good team, a good organization. And look what happened. He's a Super Bowl champion. We can get behind a guy like that. And so I think Matthew Stafford can still play, and I think he can lead a team. By the way, I just want to tell you guys, in the end, I honestly think he's going to wind up going back to the Rams. I think the cap hit for the Rams is too much for them to just let him walk out the door.
I really was hoping we didn't get to that.
Scott, you just took large balloon of anticipation, and you just popped
so, but that's
right
not going to deter me from asking this question, Scott. What do you think it would take to get him in a trade?
I think that the Rams would be looking at a first-round pick. Just to give you an example, one of the things that I've been touting is if I were the Raiders and I'm desperate for a veteran quarterback to change the way people perceive the team, if I were the Raiders and I had the sixth overall pick and I'm not going to get one of the top two quarterbacks in this year's draft, which is not considered to be a great NFL quarterback draft, if I were the Raiders, I'd be very happy to give the Rams my sixth overall pick exchange for Matthew Stafford.
Well, we're totally out of the running then, because they're not trading the 21st pick for him here, just the way the Steelers work. If that's what the Rams are dead set on, the Steelers would not trade their first round pick, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'll just tell you guys one last thought on this is that when I was at the Super Bowl a few weeks ago.
Congratulations on all your success.
Well, hey, listen, let me tell you something. With your experience, you know, the Radio Row days are over, man. It is a completely different world. They'll just let anybody in. It doesn't matter. And it's not nearly what it once was when we were all kind of growing up in this thing. I can tell you that. I'm not so sure it was worth our time necessarily. Mm. But I happen to be down there, and the president of the Rams was making an announcement about the Rams playing a home game in Australia. So the Rams called and said, hey, can he come by? His name's Kevin Demoff. Can he come by and be on the show? And I'm like, of course. So while he's there, I say, Kevin, you got to tell me, like, what's going to happen with Stafford? And I also asked him about Cooper Kupp. And what I walked away from that interview was Cooper Kupp had put out his thank yous and his goodbyes already. And Kevin Demoff was like, I'm not really sure why he did that, because I don't think the door is closed on him coming back. And then when we got to Stafford, it just nothing about what he said seemed to be favorable. Like, you would think that if you're a team president, team CEO, you'd be like, we love Stafford. We want him back. We got to have him. He's an important part of our history. Like, it wasn't like that at all. It was very transactional. Like, hey, he's been a good player, and we'll see what happens.
Wow.
There was no, like, passion for we got to get him back. And that's what I kind of walked away from that. It kind of told me, wow, Cooper Kupp, maybe. Matthew Stafford didn't feel like it. But again, when I look at the cap hit, if they were to trade him or release him, they're going to have to eat this, like, $50 million dead money hit. And if they don't and they play him for this year, then it's a much lighter burden the following year. So, I don't know, there's a financial statistic here that makes me think that he'll be back with the Rams.
Scott Kaplan, kicked at Pitt, now kicking ass on ESPN LA, doing big things there. Scott, thanks for coming on back in Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Hey, real quick, Pittsburgh connection. I know we're up against the clock. Did you see that the Rams today hired a former Pitt great as an assistant coach on their staff? Did you happen to see this?
Alex Van Pelt.
Alex Van Pelt. Now, Alex Van Pelt was my roommate in college, and still to this day my closest friend. All I got was, hey, I got this gig with the Rams. This is going to be exciting. We're going to get to see each other more often. Awesome. If you look online, people are trying to put two and two together. Pony, this could be right up your alley, bro. The two and two together is that the Rams trade Stafford, and then the Rams go get Aaron Rodgers. Why would they get Aaron Rodgers? Because Aaron Rodgers and Van Pelt, when they were in Green Bay together, they were a team.
That's right. Oh, man. Well, why don't you – see, you should have used your connection to text Van Pelt and get everything here and then just couch it as I talk to his source and force people to put two and two together.
The problem is that I'm going to get this kid into trouble. He's going to come to the Rams, and I'm going to start talking stuff on the radio, and everybody's going to go to him and go, are you telling him stuff? I can't even do that to the guy because it's just too obvious.
Scott, thank you. Sounds like a first-world problem. Good
luck with the nose picking.
Yeah, I'm going back to it. I got this terrible, like, inner nostril zit, you know, like when it hurts freaking bad.
The inner nostril zit.
So I haven't heard that phrase on our show in at least 2 weeks.
See you, Scott.
Yeah. All right, see you guys.
The inner nostril zit.
I know what he's talking about there. It's horrifying. It's like some of the worst pain I have ever experienced.
I'll tell you what, zits were a whole thing back in the day, weren't they?
Man, people wanted to get rid of them. You had your Stridex, you had all those.
Your high school zits?
Noxzema.
Donnie, do you ever have a bout with high school zit?
Never too bad.
And how about the poor bastards that got acne?
I just thought, well, that I thought you were going to say, killer. How about the poor bastards who had to take Accutane for it, man? That stuff was no joke. I didn't have to, but I knew people who had to go on Accutane. It's one of those classic, the cure is worse than the problem.
A very attractive girl in seventh grade. I mean, it was really
in
power rankings,
grade?
Loving her. And unfortunately, she had a bout with acne. And I'll never forget one of my best friends, John Zeeler, when it really started to come to a head here with the acne. And he was not the best looking guy.
He made his play then.
But he looked at me and said, I think I got a shot now. I think the acne has opened the door.
He thought the acne equalized the playing field, like it was a bad weather game. I could never keep up with her.
And here was his
take. You know
what?
We'll get down in the mud together.
He's like, buy in when she has acne. Acne's not going to be there forever.
Well, and, yeah, that's what I mean. He bought low.
Right.
If she was a stock, he tried to buy low. Did it work?
No.
Yeah, didn't think so. Because I think she knew the acne was probably temporary. And that, what was his name?
John Zeeler.
That he was going to look like John Zeeler forever.
Barrel-chested.
Dummy like that one. You can escape acne. You can't escape looking like John Zeeler.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.